bersyukur kita semua.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
salahnya ku pun merasa. Berjanjilah pada diriku selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy!
Thank you. service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, recently our president has a meeting with mass media leaders and senior figures in his at his residence in Hambalang, Bogor, West Java on Saturday. And quoted from antaranews.com, the news director of Antara News Agency, Irfan Junaidi, who joined this meeting, said apparently the president and the press leaders talk about variety of government's initiatives, including the free nutritious meals program and the budget efficiency policy being implemented across state institutions. And they also were briefed about the reasons behind the government's maneuvers. And according to Junaidi also, that the media also learned that a major plan is in place to optimize the state budget. And to answer why the president is inviting the mass media leaders and senior figures, apparently after 20 months, according to him, 20 months since their last engagement in similar discussion back in 2023, they can meet again. And then he said that media plays a pivotal role in disseminating comprehensive and valid information to the public, and the president hopes that the gathering will lead to enhanced contribution from the media to national development.
Is a bamboo musical instrument typical of West Java. The
The musical instrument is originated from Indonesia's cultural wisdoms, which has been declared by UNESCO as World Cultural Heritage.
You're listening to Trio Lestari with Nur Laila. Trio Lestari is a group formed in 2013, consisting of three Indonesian, well, top musicians. We have Tom P, Sandy Sondoro, and the late Grant Fredly. And before we play this song, you have listened to a song by Ayesha, It Starts From Home. And fun fact, Ayesha or Cut Malka Ayesha is the daughter of Tom P, and I believe that she has been older now compared when she released the song It Starts From Home. And even back in 2024, Ayesha and Tom P having a duet at the Java Jazz Festival 2024. Well, is this what people say, that apple doesn't fall so far from its tree? I didn't know, maybe this is her own independent decision to be a musician. Although I didn't know whether Ayesha is gonna be a plastic surgeon too, like Tom P or not. So, more from Indonesia is coming up next, listener, just like this next one. We have one from Shenavia featuring Wendy Badugo with a song that will remind people to, well, pick up your phone, with a song entitled Pick Up Your Phone.
I need your voice, pick up, babe. I miss all of the sweet things you say. You pray, boy, they suck in my head. You feel near, wishing you would come around. I know how you like how that sounds, 'cause I just can't believe it. You make me feel I'm needed. Pick up your phone, I know you're on my mind. I can't resist myself, I'm calling you up tonight. Calling me darling, calling me baby, calling me love. Calling me darling, calling me baby, calling me love.
Oh girl,
what?
Wait, did you really mean it?
Yeah.
The last time we met in my place and you fell asleep.
Like a baby, but you're mine.
But I don't care.
Although you drive me crazy, I never feel lonely, lonely, lonely.
Yeah, I know I was online, but I changed my number.
'Cause I saw in my time I meant thought you were fine without me, got another. I can't say goodbye, without me thought you're fine.
I'm that quality guy you've been looking to find. If you need me so much, I'll be there.
Pick up your phone.
Sure.
Wish you love. Well, you know my number.
+62.
Right. Mm-hmm. Pick up your phone.
The legendary solo culinary delights, because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Eskom pork barret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Gempol Peret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Peret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and its white color.
According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Sarep is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol claret is added with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of ice gempol claret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Huta with 3,000 or 1,000 years, but you do not need to wait 1,000 years to reach us. You can reach us right this second to our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130 +62 2381 I should repeat that +62 821 2381-2130. Or maybe if our number is too much, you can just go to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. Well, if you ask me what is the best thing, there is a lot of best thing coming from Indonesia, of course. Just like this next song by Mocha, titled Best Thing. And after that, another one of the best things from Indonesia, which is music, is coming up next about the gong music of Sungkong Dayak community. Stay tuned on Editor Service, Voice of Indonesia.
I've got the best thing in the world, 'cause I got you in my heart. In this cruel little world, let's hold hands together. We can share forever. Maybe someday the sky will be colored with our love.
Cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sungkong Dayak Community in Fanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. Although living in the borderline, the Sungkong Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sungkum Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tetapuhan in a celebration for Sungkum Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sungkum Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instrument is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with pomang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulat mit balap mit balai syotangan ku na dat na basa na utuk na manang na kaut na bucit na ngimul na kawai na ngaji deng ngagah deng mujak nuk syuk nuk moy mo imau mo musik mo mau mo kut kabau kulit kami kulit kuda da syok laja syok nyama syok tuat syok aja kelek aja sina aja belana manuk ipok nuk babi nuk adat basa buku na syukup uluk mudut na de tabung kaut tabung musik tabung ngimul na kop na agup buku tai buku na mate syok masih abi ku me abi eut ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak manuk cho gudak sango gudang te anak manuk gudak kusik manuk cho gudak jepang gudak mereka manuk tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua he nuk adat nuk bahasa baku nahti da syukup da uluk da budur da de nuk tirah pama.
Only after this is done the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul village, Suruh Tembawang, Antikong district, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as follows.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is as a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterward, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pomang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers to hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipment are created kedua, as complete as possible. Ketiga, after the equipment are made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. Pulut, after that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Tetapuhan gong for Sungkum Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkum Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong. That's how we get the gong.
Gitu caranya tu.
The tabuhan gong that characterizes Sung Kung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sung Kung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sung Kung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out, stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring them misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass will invest the plan. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Ketabuhan gong for the Sung Kung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sung Kung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they did not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sung Kung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sung Kung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Don't you know it is tearing me up on the inside when I up and laid eyes on you, baby. I am drunk of your love and I can't get rid of it. Feels like it attached right down to my heart. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. I can't get enough of your love, burn. I know we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have it. Your sweet lips over to me and hug me tight. Every single thought of you make me high. I am trying to be naughty, but you know what's up. I love you and that's a thing I won't deny. Can you feel it? My blood is boiling, melting down and I love it. Drunk of your love like an alcoholic. But your love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have faith. I do, but every time I pause, I still think of you. I thought I'm going crazy every time I do, but you're my medication when I'm missing you. Whatever other bitches try to lie about you, for some reason my heart can't let go of you. You make my world shine like a star, like a moon in the dark. Can't get enough of you. I know we don't even need to hurry, but the love is like bad habit, and tonight I need to have faith.
That is Cindy Bernadette with Can't Get Enough, and more from Indonesia is still coming on View News Today and also application RRI Digital.
RRI Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Masa, remaja, masa yang
Listener, here's the news first, the headlines. First Minang Culture Festival held in the Netherlands. 5.3 magnitude earthquake hits Waingapu, East Nusa Tenggara. And here is the news in detail. The Minang Culture Festival theme Jawah di Mato Dake di Hati was held at Indonesia House Amsterdam or IHA Amsterdam Netherlands from February 21st until 22nd, 2025. Deputy Head of Indonesian Embassy in The Hague, Mariska Danu Tirtosa, Minang Festival is part of the ongoing program of Indonesian Embassy in The Hague. Apart from introducing and promoting the richness of Indonesian arts and culture, this program also provides a platform for empowering enormous potential of Indonesian diaspora in the Netherlands. Reported by Tempo.co, more than 400 visitors, both Indonesian diaspora and foreign residents, crowded the five-story building in the city of Amsterdam. Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, has informed about an earthquake with a magnitude of 5.3 that shook the Waingapu area in Sumba Regency, East Nusa Tenggara on Monday, as quoted by Antara. However, up to the time of reporting, there have been no reports of building damage or even casualties due to the earthquake. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.